like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Holy hams.
Holy hams. Today we are talking about hams.
Heroic aging male stars.
And before you say, okay, you talked about aging men before, right. We know we did for our Docs and Dead Dudes
right.
special. This is not our fault. So many of these action movies that are coming out this year have guys in it leading men who are 50 and above.
Yeah, and that's a good distinction because our last show was really about ancient guys, guys that are approaching 70 or in their 70s,
fossils.
80s. So now we have guys who are barely 50 and making tons of money and getting lots of jobs.
Right.
Most recently, Liam Neeson is going to be doing Taken 3, and he's making $20 million.
So take Robert Downey Jr., 48.
Yes.
He just scored $50 million to do Avengers. He's proven because of the Iron Man franchise. What about the ladies?
We can barely think of one or two, so it's easy for the men. We have a list of probably 20 at least who are viable, active.
All right, give me some of them.
All right, well, how about Sylvester Stallone?
Aging for sure. And some would say not gracefully. 66 years old. Expendables is the movie we're talking about.
What, are we three iterations of Expendables?
Yes, this is going to be Expendables 3.
And this is not great movie making.
So also in the Expendables, Arnold Schwarzenegger, 65.
Oh, yeah.
Mel Gibson, 57. Yeah. Dolph Lundgren, 55.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan, 59. Steven Seagal,
yep.
61.
Yep.
And I think the interesting part is, you know, we're talking about action stars. So to do an action movie, you have to move. I mean, yeah, we have stuntmen, but these are guys who are like, you know, running around, shooting people, kicking people, doing whatever action stars do.
Well, the one that I think is most durable, the one that I think is most flexible, the one that I like probably the best of all these somewhat aging heroes is Bruce Willis.
Yeah, what is it about him? There is something about him, and I think it, honestly, men out there, listen to this. I think it's because he lost his hair at a very early age, so his look hasn't changed that much.
That's right, it hasn't.
So maybe what some would say was a curse in his younger days has really helped him out, because he still looks the same.
He still does. And I'll tell you, one of his physical characteristics that I think has made him money is his smirk.
Yes, of course.
He has a kind of smile that draws you in and says, hey, we're both in on this. You know,
yeah.
I'm just having fun, baby. That's all. I've got my island in Turks and Caicos. And
he's a new daddy as well. That keeps you young.
I know. And he was in a movie that we liked, I think, last year, Looper.
Loved it.
Yes, yeah.
What do you think about Tom Cruise as an action star?
I really enjoy him as an action star, and I know that's arguable. A lot of people are really turned off that at 50 he's still doing that, but I think he still looks good. He keeps himself very healthy. He has reactions that are pretty much the same in most of his movies, but I enjoy them. And there's something smart about Tom Cruise that I like, and something athletic. Something knowing about him too. Whatever I see in his eyes and however he reacts, he's smart. So for me, he's good. He's durable. But I think of all the ones we've mentioned, he is the most questionable as to how much he can continue when there seems to be a divided camp.
But do you think this has more to do with his personal life than anything else?
Yeah, and you got that. That's
a
good point.
He went from the whole couch jumping incident
yep.
to now the divorce from Katie Holmes and his questions about his religion, the whole Scientology aspect. I think people maybe on a personal level don't enjoy him as much as an actual star.
Many of the ones we've talked about, you're right, this is the most public one. Clint Eastwood. Now, I know he was probably at the top of our list months ago when we talked about aging stars.
He's not an action star.
Well, I'd like to think his westerns.
You know what? It's because you just love him. What is the secret you men have over us, ladies?
Well, it's been in our culture for so long. Men aging well, and the requirements for women to age well, they're different for women. And for men, they haven't been as rigorous. So a guy can get a paunch, he can lose his hair, but as long as he has, like Bruce Willis, a smirk and a knowing way and a powerful paternal aura about him, Helen Mirren does it.
She's the only one on the list I could find. But trust me, I searched the internet.
Yeah.
I was really trying to find a lady. I'm like, come on, girls, where are you?
Well, one thing I can be sure of, even 40 years from now, you will be making big bucks still, because you have whatever the men have, you have 10 times.
Are you buttering me up?
I know.
You know what you are?
I just want you to stay for our next show.
Guess what? You're a ham.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to the shows, read reviews, wcbe.org.